over the swaying seagrass, eating on the white sandy bottom, peeping out of coral caves. Some kinds of coral look like blue fingers or lacy fans. Others look like deer antlers, or lettuce leaves, or mushrooms, or trees. Jack read in the book, coral reefs are only found in warm tropical waters. Nearly 5,000 different species of fish live around coral reefs in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Jack pulled out his pencil and notebook. He started to write a list. Coral reef research, warm water, over 5,000 kinds of fish. Look, said Annie. The sub floated past a huge starfish, then a pink jellyfish, then a blue seahorse. Jack added to his list, starfish, jellyfish, seahorses. What is that? Said Annie. Jack saw a creature that looked like a giant pancake with a long tail. A stingray, said Jack. He put that on his list as well. And that, said Annie. She pointed at the biggest shell Jack had ever seen. It was as big as a footstool. I'll have to check on that one, said Jack. He turned the pages of the ocean book. When he got to the page about clams, he read aloud. The giant clam of the coral reef is 3 feet wide and weighs up to 200 pounds. Wow, said Annie. No kidding, said Jack. He added giant clam to his list. Dolphins! Cried Annie. Jack looked up. Two dolphins were peering in the window. They tapped their noses against the glass. Their eyes were bright. They seemed to be smiling. Jack laughed. It's like we're in the fish tank and they're looking at us, he said.
Their names are Suki and Sam, said Annie, sister and brother.
You're nuts, said Jack.
Here's a kiss for you, Suki, Annie said.
She pressed her lips to the glass as if she were kissing the dolphin's nose. Oh, brother, said Jack. But the dolphin opened her mouth and tossed her head. She seemed to be laughing.
Hey, I know the answer to the riddle. Dolphins, said Annie. They're gray and plain, but they have great beauty inside.
You forgot the rough as a rock part, said Jack. Dolphin skin looks smooth and slippery.
All right, said Annie.
The dolphins flipped their tails. They swam off into the light blue water.
Wait, don't go, called Annie. Suki!
But the dolphins were gone. It's time for us to go too, said Jack. He was afraid someone might be looking for the mini sub.
But we haven't solved the riddle, said Annie.
Jack studied the bright underwater world. I don't see the answer, he said. There's nothing plain at all out there.
Then maybe the answer's in the mini sub, said Annie.
They looked around the tiny space. I'll check the computer, said Jack. He studied the row of pictures at the top of the screen. He pressed the book picture. The words, ship's log, flashed onto the screen. Chapter 5, Two Eyes.
What's a ship's log? Said Annie.
It's a diary of an ocean trip, said Jack. He peered at the computer screen and read a log entry. Monday, July 5th.
Hey, that was just last week, said Jack.
He read further. Collected rock and shell samples. Mapped ocean floor. Found tiny crack in hull.
This is like your notebook, said Annie.
Yeah, the oceanographer was writing notes on the computer, said Jack. Jack and Annie read further. Tuesday, July 6. Crack has widened. Must return to reef soon.
A crack where? Said Annie.
I don't know, said Jack. He read further. Wednesday, July 7. More tiny cracks. Cannot be fixed. Heading back to reef today. Uh-oh, this doesn't sound good, said Jack. He read further. Thursday, July 8, defective sub. Return to reef. Leave for helicopter to transport to junkyard.
Defective means broken, right?
Said Annie.
Yep,
said Jack.
So this sub is broken, right?
Said Annie.
Yep,
said Jack. And it was waiting to be taken away by a helicopter to a junkyard.
Yikes,
said Annie.
Now we really have to get back, said Jack.
Let's try pressing the waves picture, said Annie.
She pressed the waves picture on the computer screen. The mini-sub began to rise slowly.
Oh, good, said Jack.
The sub went past a small coral mountain. It went past schools of fish and waving plants.
Oh,
gasped Annie. Jack gasped, too. Two eyes were staring out from behind a giant sea plant. They looked human, except they were as big as golf balls. The sub moved past the giant plant. Jack breathed a sigh of relief.
Who's?
Sputtered Annie.
Don't ask, said Jack.
They stared back at the plant. Just then, a long arm came out from behind it. Then another arm came out. Then another, and another, and another, and another, and another, and another.